I do not have the full lineup yet, but it is worth noting Francisco Lindor is out of the Met lineup tonight.
They've already confirmed that?
Yes.
Who did? Carlos Mendoza?
Mike Puma's tweet.
I know, but what is he citing?
No Lindor in the lineup tonight. That's it.
That was that's the information? I'm not surprised by this. Yeah. And the fact that it happened this early shows you he's
he's done for the season, regular season.
So the prediction I made yesterday was I think we see him on Sunday, the final game of the regular season, hoping the Mets already have a spot clinched or they're playing for it.
Just and to see Lindor, how he feels?
Yeah, kind of pushes himself to see how he feels. But the fact he's not in the lineup and it's 2:48, so we are 5 hours, a little less than 5 hours away from first pitch shows you I don't think he's that close to playing.
No, and it's kind of it's so baffling to me to think about this injury because he was so good right up until it. It's maybe something acute happened that I just missed, but I don't remember seeing something acute. It was just kind of all of a sudden, he's going to take a couple days because of a back flare-up.
The only thing we saw was that play at second base where actually we thought it was like his leg. That's the way it appeared on that Friday night in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but he played.
He came out of the game, and then he wasn't in the lineup the next day. They said it was a back. Then he starts on Sunday, gets a base
that's
hit,
what I mean.
And comes out of the game. But the only thing we saw was that play on Friday night. Outside of that, you're right. Like, I didn't notice a damn thing about Lindor previous to that. And he said that it was a back issue that was bothering him for a while now. But I never noticed it. So the only thing we saw was what happened on that Friday night. And now, without him playing, it's now going to be a full week. I don't know how you could expect to see him in this series.
I think they gave the indication just by what we have deemed breaking news that he's not in the lineup. They're making the decision early.
Yes, which I think shows you he's not that close. He hasn't cleared all those hurdles. And we were playing clips yesterday. In fact, do you have those clips, Andy Lugie? I want you to play the clip of Lindor from yesterday. We played four of them. But the one specifically where he said, if I play this season. That scared the crap out of me the way he said it. Let me know when you have it. We were playing this yesterday because Francisco met the media on Sunday, right before they played the Sunday night game against the Philadelphia Phillies, and was talking about the back and was talking about how he feels. I don't know. Did you signal that you have it? I have no idea.
I'm going through it. Is this the one where he was asked if he's 100% confident he'll return this season?
Yeah, play that one. Let's see. Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Are you 100% confident you're going to play in the regular season?
I'm optimistic. That I'm going to play, you know. I have faith. I believe in the Lord, and I believe in what the trainers are doing. I believe in I'm doing everything I can day in and day out to try to be in a position where I can get back on playing. You know, I want to be there as much as anybody, and the trainers want me there as much as anybody, you know. So it's just a matter of hitting that spot that they want. They're going to feel safe, and they're going to feel good.
First of all, when you go right to, I hope I could play, that doesn't exactly exude a lot of confidence.
Right, you start talking about things other than actually playing.
Right, well, I trust God, I'm a man of faith, I hope I'll be able to play. And by the way, we all know Lindor wants to play. I don't think anybody is questioning his want or his determination or his toughness. I think that it's showing you how bad this back issue is.
Yep.
That it's kept him out now for an entire week, an entire homestand, four games against the Phillies, and now for the opener against the Atlanta Braves. Here's more from Francisco Lindor, and tell me if you get maybe some more confidence out of what you heard Francisco say on Sunday.
To check every box, you know, and then I'm pretty sure I don't think I'm going to play pain-free. If I play this year, I don't think it's going to be pain-free. I'm okay with that. I just don't want it to be a constant pain where I can't bend over, you know, and then I put my teammates in a position where I'm not helping them as much as I can, you know. That's not fair for anybody. And for me, it's to be in a position where if it's going to hurt, it's going to come and go.
You hear that? What do you think? Sounds like a guy that's not playing.
He's not ready to play. Physically, he's not, obviously, but it's also mentally, he's not.
You think mentally he's not?
Yeah. Because he doesn't want to feel the pain. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about, could he play? Of course he could. You go out there, you suck it up, you fight through the pain, it hurts.
Doesn't sound like the trainers are letting him play, though.
Well, true, but it sounds like in his mind, he's saying, could I play? Sure. But do I want to be, like, every time I go to field a ground ball, I feel like I can't stand up? It's a grind. And I think the last thing you want to do is start medicating in order to do that. Like numbing your pain, it's fantastic. It allows you to go out there and play, but then you also don't know what damage you're doing.
Right.
In my career, once I got to like year 6 or 7, I wanted to feel my pain. So I know if I'm okay. So I know what I can actually fight through as opposed to not feel it, do worse damage, and then have a much longer rehab situation.
Right.
So it sounds like he's feeling it and he doesn't like what he's feeling.
Yeah. Well, I don't like what I'm hearing.
Mm.
And that's not a knock on Lindor. It's just a knock on, I know Lugie hates hearing this and Positive Tommy's tried to eliminate this, but it's one of those syndromes as a Met fan where you're like, you freaking kidding me? Yeah. We can't have this nice thing. We have a guy who's having an MVP season. He's been the leader of the team. Now, the team has responded, and that's very, very important.
Right.
And I've always said this about baseball, so I'll say it about my own team. One guy, as great as a player is, cannot ruin your season. You can overcome it, and the Mets have so far. Doesn't mean they will continue to overcome it, but they have. But it does suck that this man, who is having the year in which he was becoming king here in New York City, being a legitimate MVP threat at the height of his power, gets hit with a back issue where it is definitely on the table. We do not see him play again this year. And that is on the table.
And what I told Evan yesterday, it does suck, but the positive spin on it is Luis Angel Acuna, the next big thing. We get to see this guy, and he's produced at a very high level.
So far.
And all you could do, much like with Kodai Senga, you march on with guys that are on the field.
No, and you can win. Look, the Atlanta Braves won a World Series without Ronald Acuna Jr. The St. Louis Cardinals won a World Series when Adam Wainwright missed the whole year with Tommy John. Like, trust me, I've said this before. Yeah. I've done pep talks for Yankee fans when they've lost guys to injuries. Like, I get how baseball is, and I'm not giving up. I'm not telling you they can't win. This year can't be special. But what I am telling you is this sucks. It does, because the reality has to start be hitting us that we may not see him again. And if I had to guess right now, I think it's likelier than not that we don't see
him. No, we're going to see him. He's gonna pull an OG Anunoby. He is going to do...
What was that? He showed up for 30 seconds and left.
Evan, you're off the result.
That's what you want.
I'm not saying the result is going to be the same, but he is going to be back on that field. If he falls over in a first inning and can't play, then that's the result of it. But Francisco Lindor is going to be on that field again. He is a gamer and a warrior. Well, he will be out there.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's not a warrior if he's not out there. Because now, don't frame it like if he doesn't show up, boy, that guy's soft. Because I don't think that's the case.
People want to take whatever I say. They could do what they want with it. I'm just telling you, he's going to be on that field.
You just said he's going to play because he's a warrior, which you can imply, well, if he doesn't play, what does that mean? He's not a warrior? I mean, what does that mean?
I am telling you with full confidence that he's going to be on the field, and this is why. That's what I am saying.
Yeah, but then if he's not on the field, what does that mean? He's not a warrior?
You could take it and say
the pain was too much.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't have any ill will towards Lindor if he can't get out.
No, I think he's going to try. That's my point here with like OG Anunoby. He's going to try. He may go up there, you know, ground out to third base, can't move, and we all see it, and we go, he tried.
When does he try that? Because obviously,
I think it's going to come down to situationally in the regular season. If they are in a spot where I understand every game is must win, but you know what I mean by that. If it's a must win game,
they have a 2-game lead right now. I get it.
Or postseason, he is going to be on the field. Whether he can survive it, I don't know, but he is going to be out there. This means too much to Francisco Lindor this season. You've seen it the way he's played.
You think Lindor plays again, Teague?
In the season? Yes. Regular season? No.
Oh, so you think he just shows up in the playoffs?
I do.
And I think that's asking a lot, too. He wouldn't have seen any real live pitching.
Doesn't matter.
That's asking a lot as well.
If there's one guy you trust to not to get by without having seen anything, as long as he's feeling all right, it's Francisco Lindor.
No, and I agree with you. So one of the discussions, which is irrelevant for today, but could certainly be a thing again, is what do you do? Like, what do you do with the lineup when Lindor comes back? And I was talking about this last night on the Rico with Hoff, and what I said to him was, I trust Lindor enough that if he's cleared, he's my shortstop. Let's just start right there. Yeah. He plays, and then I figure everything out. And I think the figuring everything out with Acuna and maybe moving him around and who you're playing and who you're not playing is going to come down to who's hot. Like, right now, in this moment, the Met lineup hasn't come out, but I can certainly damn well tell you who should play and who shouldn't play. Tyrone Taylor needs to be in the lineup tonight.
Yes.
Period.